Well, let's go now to the state of Alabama, where the director of the Alabama Hospital Association recently told a local newspaper that the situation there is, quote, out of control. Hospitals are overwhelmed, and health experts say they haven't even begun to see the effects of Thanksgiving travel. They're warning of what they're calling a tidal wave. Joining us is Andrew Yeager, host and reporter with WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. And Andrew, the positivity rate in Alabama is up to 20%. What's the situation in hospitals right now?
Well, hospital officials are worried of that tidal wave that you described. We've seen a few hospitals that have begun to delay or suspend elective surgeries. But at the same time, they say that we've learned from the previous surge over the summer, we can manage patients better, resources better. So the message they're sending is we will get through this. You know, we're exhausted. We haven't had a break, but we'll soldier on and are practically begging the public to do their part, you know, wear masks, social distance, you know, help out these people in hospitals. They're feeling overwhelmed.
Speaking of mask wearing, Alabama's mask mandate is set to expire on December 11th, just a few days from now. The state is one of a few southern states with a mask order. Is the governor expected to extend it? And if so, until when?
Well, Governor Kay Ivey certainly has faced criticism from some for that mask mandate, but the feeling is right now that she probably will extend it, certainly given the way the pandemic is going and the outcry from the public health community. We'll have to see how long it's extended for. If that does happen, you know, the public health officials certainly would like to see it extended into the new year.
Mm-hmm. We know that the vaccines in contention for FDA emergency approval all require some form of cold storage. We just spoke with Emily in upstate New York, who was talking about some of the challenges of that there for rural communities. Does Alabama, particularly the rural parts of the state, have the infrastructure to hold all of those cold storage units and those types of things?
Well, the State Department of Public Health, they say they have identified 16 sites that can handle the Pfizer vaccine. That's the one that needs the really, really cold temperatures to store. There are hospitals, you know, academic institutions. Now, those do tend to be in larger cities, and they acknowledge that. But they say once the Moderna vaccine, the one that is a little, you know, doesn't have quite such cold storage restrictions. Once that gets going, they expect that will be able to serve rural communities better than the Pfizer vaccine.
Something else, Governor Ivey is pushing for schools to return to in-person learning. What's the sentiment from educators on this?
Well, you know, educators would love to be back in the classroom, would love to have things back to normal. But with that said, we've seen, you know, a few school systems after Thanksgiving return to all virtual classes. And that's just sort of the way it is. The head of schools in Alabama at one point described it as rolling blackouts as schools try to adapt to their schedules to how the pandemic is going. And it's not necessarily the issue of infections, you know, kids getting infected. It's teachers and staff as they get infected or they have to quarantine because of possible exposure. They can't get enough subs. And so that's almost been a bigger problem than any infections, you know, with students.
Sure. With the 30 seconds I have with you, I mean, this is dominated coverage. What's the number one thing you're thinking about as you think about this week?
Well, really, it's the issues of hospitalizations. You know, we've seen hospitalizations higher than at any point in the pandemic. And that's just a critical piece of infrastructure for a community.
Absolutely.
So that's really where we'll be watching.
Andrew Yeager is host and reporter at WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. Thank you.